Day 93. Down the Garden Path.
It may just be my imagination, Marta, but we seem to spend time looking at parts of English where things are left out.
And just what are you referring to, Patrick?
Well, there's that whole bit on contractions a few sessions ago, and comparatives, like more attractive than Regina is, and the missing that in the movie I saw, and other stuff that I can't even remember.
And how about modification in constructions like the girl in the photo, the girl playing the piano, the girl too young to have a driver's license?
I don't get it. What's being left out now?
Left out? The girl who's in the photo, the girl who's playing the piano.
And the girl who's too young to have a driver's license. I see. And how about I'm the guy who's just learned something new?
What? Fill out the contraction on that one. Who's just learned something.
Sure. Who is? No, wait. It has to be who has just learned. So I guess who is and who has can both contract to whose.
Careful, Patrick. It's not so simple. Try a contraction in who has my book.
Who's my book? Ouch. I think we had something on this in a recent session. Different kinds of have. And no contraction with possessive have.
Nice recollection. But shall we stay with modification and your puzzlement over things being left out? That already covers a lot of territory.
Fine, Marta.
So take a sentence like, water poured from the faucet. Simple, no?
Sure is.
Then extend it to, water poured from the faucet fell into a bucket.
Whoa, that's not grammatical, Marta. There's a missing and fell into a bucket.
No, Patrick, it's already grammatical. Think of poured from the faucet as a modifier of water.
Oh, water that was poured from the faucet. That's really tricky. First, I hear water poured from the faucet, which is already a sentence. And then I get thrown off by what sounds like another sentence, with the same subject, but now the subject is missing.
Yes, you hear fell into a bucket, and then you have to back up, subconsciously, of course, and reanalyze poured from the faucet as the remnant of a relative clause modifying water. That kind of thing happens a lot, even in other languages. It's sometimes referred to as being led down the garden path. Want another one?
Sure.
Well, here's something that occurred just the other day. Mr. Freeman is the head football coach here, and someone thought he heard the assistant coach say, and I'll write it out for you, Coach Freeman told the players that he saw them leave the field. But what the assistant coach really said was, Coach Freeman told the players that he saw to leave the field.
He told two different things.
Almost. The first telling is a report. The second is a command. The words in both sentences are almost identical, yet the two are structurally very different. Which of the two has modification of the word players, by the way?
The second. The players that he saw, with a relative clause.
Good, Patrick. And what about the first? What's the verb phrase, and what are the constituents?
Okay. You got the verb tell, what he told, that he saw, etc., and who he told it to, the players.
You got it.
You know, Marta, I think I could have some fun trying out this garden path thing on a few friends of mine.